This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the first governing body board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation ANRF at New Delhi. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and senior officials are present in the meeting. Anusandhan National Research Foundation was established on the recommendation of National Education Policy 2020. It is aimed at fostering a culture of research and innovation across universities, colleges, research institutions, and research and development laboratories in the country. The foundation acts as an apex body to provide high-level strategic direction of the scientific research in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today described cybersecurity as an integral part of national security, saying the center has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cybercrime. He stated this while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, I4C, in New Delhi. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cybersecurity. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace, as cybercrime has no boundary. Highlighting the growing use of the internet in different fields, the minister said the digital transactions and use of digital data are increasing day by day in the country, which has increased the responsibilities of people involved in cybersecurity. Shah added that the recently enacted 3 new criminal laws have adequate provisions to deal with the challenges related to cybercrime in the country. On the occasion, the minister launched key initiatives for protection against cybercrime and dedicated cyber fraud mitigation center to the nation. He launched the web-based module Samanvaya, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law information enforcement agencies. The Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and UTs and central police organization, was also inaugurated to enhance cybersecurity. Shah also unveiled the suspect registry, a new initiative to strengthen fraud risk management by creating a registry of identifiers based on the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal in collaboration with banks and financial intermediaries. The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center was established in October 2018 under the Central Sector Scheme within the Cyber and Information Security Division of the Ministry of Home Affairs. In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims lost their lives and 3 were injured when a landslide triggered by heavy rain struck near Sonprayag on the Kedarnath National Highway last evening. The NDRF, SDRF and local police have launched a joint relief and rescue operation and recovered all the bodies. The injured pilgrims have been admitted to PHC center. The deceased include 3 people from Madhya Pradesh, 1 from Gujarat and 1 from Nepal. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy. The landslide affected road near Sonprayag has been cleared for pedestrian traffic. Pilgrims who were stranded since last night are being safely escorted to Sonprayag. In Haryana, Aam Aadmi Party has released the second list of 9 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections. The party has fielded Pravesh Mehta from Faridabad seat, while Mukhtiyar Singh Bazigar will contest from Ratia seat. The party had released a list of 20 candidates yesterday. So far, BJP has announced 67 candidates. Congress has announced 41 candidates. JJP Azad Samaj Party Alliance has announced 31 and INLD BSP has announced 12 candidates. Meanwhile, around 135 candidates have filed nominations for 90 seats. The nomination process will continue until 3 p.m. till Thursday. Our correspondent reports Chief Minister Nayib Singh Saini filed his nomination from Ladwa today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.